is always, that was too late for being in being on the HF radio to make a few good contacts on HF, because the band's been doing pretty good lately on, you know, also on 12 meters. Sometimes every now and then I go on 12 meters and I get an opening just in time for closes, because 12 meters isn't open all the time, you know. I think that's the propagation, the conditions, and the conditions, and the how the band's going to open up as long as it does. But sometimes you got your bands on 12 meters, sometimes you don't, and you just got to get there at the same time when it's open, that's all. And sometimes I get there when it is open. But that, and times I just check the seat, and sometimes not open, though. Then I go back to 20 meters, and then I make a few contacts on there. But I use an ICOM 738 radio. It's an old radio. Someone sold it to me years ago. His name is Chuck. And I have to admit, it's doing very well for me all the years I've been using it. And I'm talking to you from my apartment. I'm using a JPO, as I said earlier. And and also my wife has a few relatives in Lansing. I'm not sure if it's East Lansing, but she has a few relatives in Lansing. The signal's doing really well. Man, I mean, from Lansing, it's doing pretty good. Well, this is a leak of repeater. That's why it does so good, because you can hear somebody so clear. I mean, it's like you can hear you, like, in the next block. That's how clear you are right now.
Oh, yeah, the repeater and how high it's off the ground, and it makes a big difference. I also got one of them little Baofeng HTs, but I like the Radtail. Radtail seems to do me pretty good. It seems to have a better receive end on it. From what I've been studying on there too, it's better on the Spurious and Harmonix than the Baofeng. So I got the Radtail because I don't want to be generating any kind of harmonics. That's a problem that, you know, I always make sure that there's not an issue with, if I can. So I want to be as clean as I can on the transmit, KO4ROY for ID.
As long as you have a floor in your car, so you must have originally came from Florida, is that correct?
No, I got my license in Virginia. I was in Hampton, Virginia. Got my license in 2021. It was around June of 2021. I got my tech, and then in November of 2021, I got my general. I studied and got my general so I could, operate the HF, because I was very interested in that. So, I was very proud to get that. I had to study for quite a few years before I got it, but, you know, that year I was determined to study and get the license, and I got it, and I'm very happy to have it. I'm very happy to be able to, you know, work on the ham bands.
Well, you're doing, I tell you what, I have to admit, as long as I've been a ham, and I've been enjoying the hobby ever since, and I tell you, I had to say this much, it's been fun, and I get on the bands on the HF rig as much as well on 2 meters. And I've had my experiences on 6 meters, too, the Betsy band, they call it. I have a 6-meter rig, it's a TS-60 all-bolt transceiver, and it's a wonderful rig. I mean, I have not hooked it up in the apartment because it might cause a lot of interference, and they might know where it's coming from, so I try to keep it, like, very low profile about situations like that, so preventing problems in the apartment here from interfering in anybody's TV or the radio when they're hearing their radio, like FM and AM, you know, and you don't want to disturb any attendants about hearing about that when I'm transmitting on HF. I mean, on HF on 6 meters. I used to have a halo antenna for 6 meters on top of my car, and I go to this park all the time, and someone always, everybody or somebody, every time I go to the park in the summertime, they look at the antenna when it's wiggling back and forth. they kind of look at for them, they get the impression, what the heck would that be, you know?
Yeah, Roger on that. Did you say your name was Don? I thought that's what you said your name was.
Roger, today I was going to ask your name again. I forgot myself. Yeah, the name is Don. That's correct.
All right, Don. Yeah, it's pretty interesting because the gentleman that got me into ham radio when I was in Virginia, his name was Don, too, KJ4MZ. That's his call. And a very nice guy. And I had the pleasure of doing field day when I got my license. And I got to use the station call when I first got my tech, and I got to use the station call so I could work HF, and of course that really got me hooked on it. Of course, I was always hooked on HF anyway. I was a CB'er back in the 70s and stuff, and I had friends that were hams. Actually, my Uncle Mike was a ham, and he got me hooked on HF too. Way back, so I've always been interested. So it's just a matter of continuing to study to get the license. And the math for me was the hard part, you know. And there was a few things like that, and being able to see the schematics and learning what the transistors look like and stuff like that. Once I was able to do that, I was able to pass the test and everything, and I was so happy. I remember, actually, I did better on my general test than I did on the tech. I got 100% on the general, so I was quite pleased.
Yeah, very good there. Yeah, that's awesome. Good for you. I don't know how long you've been a ham, but anyway, I've been a ham as long as I can remember since I took my test is when I did. And I didn't think it was going to pass because it was so complicated. You look at the questions, kind of freeze on you, you know. And then I looked at the question I did, and I didn't pass it the first time with my technician. I had to take the class for 2 weeks until I took my technician test. And I had frozen. I had to say, nope, I'm going to go back and do it again, you know. And then I passed it with flying colors, and got 75, I think you had to get 75%, or yeah, I think it was there, like you said. I think it was 75% or more than that, I'm not sure, like you said then, but I had passed it, and then I went up from that to my Morse code. I passed that, but I flunked it the first time. They were at the Salvation Army in Mount Clemens at the time when they were taking their tests back in the day, and I had took my Morse code test there, and I said, well, I'm going to go back and see if I can try it again. So I did it the second time and tried again. I passed the Morse code 5 words a minute, and then I passed my general not too long after that.